Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man is dead after a truck train crash in Reno County. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A special election in Wichita is coming next March. Hear what opponents and proponents said about the issue coming up.
Nick Reiner charged in his parents' killing. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A UPS driver was killed Tuesday in a crash with a train west of Burton at a railroad crossing in the area of U.S. Highway 50 and Woodbury Road near the Reno-Harvey County line. There are no crossing arms at that railroad crossing, just signs. A train with two engines and 54 cars collided with the UPS truck on the driver's side. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene.
At yesterday's Wichita City Council meeting, a number of residents asked the council to pause its efforts on a proposed 1% sales tax vote.
Celestra Set, organizer of Save Taxpayers Vote No, said she is extremely disappointed at the proposal.
We will fight against this rushed, vague, too big project. I'm putting you on notice, and I hate to say that because I have really had high hopes things were changing.
Vice Mayor J.B. Johnston said the tax would allow for improvements to Century 2 and voiced his displeasure with Reset and the Save Century 2 group.
I am extremely disappointed in the Save Century 2 group that apparently will be against us. I don't understand it. I think it's because of past contracts.
After nearly 3 hours of discussion, the council ultimately voted 7-0 to approve a special election on March 3rd. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
In Los Angeles, officials announced charges in the murders of director and actor Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says Nick Reiner faces two counts of first-degree murder.
With a special circumstance of multiple murders. He also faces a special allegation that he personally used a dangerous and deadly weapon, that being a knife.
The 32-year-old who is being held without bail, accused of fatally stabbing his parents in their Brentwood home. Hochman noting he'll be arraigned after a medical clearance, adding the charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty.
No decision at this point has been made with respect to the death penalty.
Not revealing any details on evidence, but saying Nick Reiner was arrested without incident. In Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police are still searching for the suspect who opened fire and killed people at Brown University on Saturday. Fox's C.B. Cotton with more from Providence, Rhode Island.
The FBI put together a video timeline today of the home surveillance clips showing the man walking leisurely past front yards and houses. In at least one video, he appears to run. Investigators don't know who he is, and they're hoping someone will recognize his build or gait. Saturday's shooting injured 9 students and killed 2 others. Sophomore Ella Cook and first-year Muhammad Aziz Umerzakov both died. Umerzakov's sister says he was smart, extroverted, and dreamed of becoming a neurosurgeon.
The FBI is offering a reward of $50,000 for information leading to the arrest of the suspect.
Today's meeting is the last weekly meeting of the year for the Sedgwick County Commission. Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News it's time to tidy up for the end of the year.
A lot of agreements that will prepare us for 2026, agreements like in our aging department, for example. We'll sign agreements to make sure that congregate meals for senior services and Meals on Wheels, that we have all the agreements signed for all the individuals that will do the work and all the organizations that will do that work in 2026. You'll see community programs. We'll sign those agreements.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Hutchinson Community College playing for back-to-back national championships tonight in football. We'll preview that game coming up in sports.
A federal judge is allowing construction of the White House ballroom to move forward. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock and 27 degrees. A federal judge is allowing construction of the White House ballroom to move forward, rejecting a request by the National Trust for Historic Preservation to temporarily halt President Trump's sprawling project. The preservation group sued the Trump administration last week in a bid to halt an expansive revamp of the White House property that's drawn sharp criticism from some people.
Members of Congress came together honoring the victims of the deadly anti-Semitic attack in Australia on Sunday.
In bipartisan fashion, U.S. Congress members spoke out condemning the terror attack where 15 people died at Bondi Beach. Dozens more were hurt. New York GOP Congressman Mike Lawler said as anti-Semitic attacks happen,
"We will not tolerate this. We will not accept this as the norm."
His Democratic colleague, Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, said that requires conviction and perhaps action against adversaries.
Like the government of Iran and the terrorist organizations that they support, who are driving this hatred and violence toward the Jewish people.
House members say they will push the Senate to confirm Trump nominee, businessman and rabbi Yehuda Kaplun, as special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, a currently vacant post. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police are investigating the deadly shooting of a Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor.
Professor Nuno Lerero was pronounced dead Tuesday after he was found shot in his Brookline home Monday. The 47-year-old was a member of the Department of Nuclear Science and Engineering, as well as the director of MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center. There have been no arrests. Several law enforcement departments are investigating the deadly shooting. Lerero's death comes after the recent mass shooting at Brown University in neighboring Rhode Island. Investigators say the two do not appear to be related. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Police are charging a woman with shoving razor blades into loaves of bread at Walmart stores in Mississippi.
Cops say 33-year-old Camille Benson struck at 2 Walmarts in Biloxi. They say that after receiving reports from customers that they discovered the blades in their bread, Walmart employees found additional loaves that had been tampered with, prompting a public announcement urging anyone who bought bread at the stores to inspect theirs. Police say they reviewed security video, which led them to Benson, who is from Texas. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic conditions this morning here in Wichita have been kind of foggy. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport right now listed at 7 miles. It's going to be worse in some areas, but it does appear to be getting a little bit better. Traffic volumes also starting to thin out. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 57, south winds 10 to 20. Winds switch to the northwest tonight. They will become gusty. Mostly cloudy, could even see a stray rain shower, overnight low 42. Mostly sunny but extreme winds on Thursday, 25 to 45 with gusts near 60. Tomorrow's high 54. More wind and sun on Friday with a high of 55. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:12, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, means about, 7, 8 days till Christmas. It's right around the corner. Hope you got your shopping done, or at least you got a start on it. It was on this date 56 years ago, 1969, Johnny Carson allowed Tiny Tim to marry his first wife, 17-year-old Miss Vicky, on The Tonight Show. The marriage didn't last. They divorced a few years later. Tim was on his third wife when he died in 1996. And for those of you who don't know about Tiny Tim, he was a very strange dude.
Mm-hmm.
He had long, very dirty-looking black hair, and he had a little tiny ukulele, and he sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
In falsetto.
In falsetto. And it became some kind of a hit.
It was a phenomenon.
And this guy was just, he was a strange man, strange ranger. And then he took his 17-year-old wife live on the Johnny Carson show.
Yeah, and the ratings for that thing were through the roof.
Well, I confess to you that I was watching. I've seen what Tiny, there you go.
Well, everybody was watching that night. It was insane. And
yeah, see, this is a...
Johnny's just sitting there with that look on his face.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, strange-looking guy, about 6'3", and just as weird as he could be, and he captured the imagination of America.
Well...
So I guess there's hope for you and me.
I guess there is.
Tiny Tim.
Wow.
He should have done a duet with Yoko Ono.
No, gosh. Don't lump Yoko in with him. He can do better than that.
Never tiptoed through the tulips? No, I haven't either. All right. Let's see here. You collect anything, Ted? I know you.
I'm not a big collector guy.
Well, I've got a story about collecting here. German man has earned a Guinness World Record for his collection of 6,100 snow globes. In 2002, revealed his collection has now grown to 11,000 pieces. So it's almost doubled over the past few years. Joseph Cardinal broke his own record for the largest collection of snow globes when a Guinness World Records adjudicator visited his Nuremberg home and confirmed he now owns 11,000 different snow globes. Now, I think anybody out there doesn't know what a snow globe is. It's a globe. There's usually some sort of a theme in there, like Christmas or something. And when you turn it upside down and turn it back up, snow comes down.
It makes it look like it's snowing.
It's a snow globe. And my daughter has a collection. I don't think she has 11,000 yet.
Well, let's hope not.
Every year, my wife and I give her a snow globe for Christmas.
Well, that's nice.
We're running out of themes now. I wish there was a Steve and Ted snow globe. That would be a...
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be killer.
Oh, I would love one of those.
Oh, man. Snow globes. There you go.
I don't know if I collect them. I have a lot of baseball caps.
Baseball. Well, that's another thing.
I got
a ton of caps. I probably got, I would say, 12, 15. Is that as many as you have?
I have about 10 times that number.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that should be something. Put on display, maybe at the historical museum or something.
I have every song that Frank Sinatra recorded for Capitol Records. Maybe that's the thing.
On records?
It's not just on digital. I just have them all.
Well, that would be good.
My listening pleasure.
I was thinking something I wanted to ask you a while ago, and that is, when you were a kid, were you ever in a Christmas play?
I mean, not really.
I wasn't either. I don't remember we have in those, but
I have told you the story before. But go ahead.
No,
I'll get to it. You weren't. No, I don't remember my grade school really having that.
I know every year
you
would have
Christmas.
You'd have some sort
theatrical
of a Christmas banquet. And the kids would all, the choirs would sing the 7th grade and the 8th grade and sing the Christmas songs. But what's your Christmas?
All right, so I've told you this before probably. Yeah. So I'm about 10 years old maybe, And I decide that I'm going to produce the Christmas story in-house, in my own house.
In your home, okay.
Starring members of the family.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So,
yeah.
You know, you got me, my little brother Andy, and then Ned, my other brother, and then my sister Anne, newly born, is the baby Jesus. So she's fine. Andy and Ned, not so good. I think I wrote a script. Maybe I took stuff out of the Bible. I don't know where I got it from, but I had a script. And of course, I handed it out to Andy and Ned, who may have been like, Andy might have been 6, Ned might have been 4. Neither one interested in memorizing lines, which drove me crazy because the production was obviously headed downhill very quickly.
Obviously. Yeah.
So I started taking over roles, and eventually I took over every speaking part and was not pleased with my siblings.
Did you put this on for your parents?
And we put it on for our parents. So we only had an audience of 2. And I think it was just a big ego trip for me.
I can see Pat and Mahala Woodward collapsing on the floor in laughter.
Yeah, that might have been.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm sure they were laughing uproariously that night.
So your director
debut.
I was frustrated.
Yeah, that was the beginning and end of my directorial
career. You never did anything else
like
that?
No, that was it. That night ruined me.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's quite a story.
The dedication of the cast was not to my high level.
Have any animals? Any camels?
No.
Well,
I mean, we had our German Shepherd. Maybe he was. maybe he was doing the job.
Three wise men.
But as far as getting script lines and memorized, then it was not happening.
Oh, that's too bad.
Dadgummit.
That's probably a trauma for you all of your life here.
Pretty much.
8:18 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we have a big football game tonight. The national championship game of junior college football. And look who's there. Number one ranked team in the nation, undefeated Hutchinson Community College, 11-0, taking on the number two ranked team in the nation, Iowa Western. Blue Dragons and the Reavers go at it tonight. Iowa Western is 11-1 on the season. That one loss, that was at Hutchinson by 3 points 3 months ago. Now, here they are meeting for the national championship game tonight. It's a rematch of last year's title game, which Hutchinson won. So the Blue Dragons are going for back-to-back national titles. They are on a 15-game winning streak right now. That game is at 6 o'clock tonight. It's in Canyon, Texas, and it is nationally televised on ESPNU. If you want to watch it, Hutchinson Community College goes for an undefeated season and back-to-back national championships. College men's basketball, the Shockers are in action tonight at Coke Arena, Wichita State hosting Wofford out of South Carolina. First meeting ever between these two. Both teams have winning records. Wichita State is an 11.5-point favorite at home. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. Game tips off at 6:30 p.m. at Coke Arena. Listen live on 103.7 KEYN. The Wichita State women are coming off a win yesterday. School Kids Day. 3,000 very boisterous youngsters were at Coke Arena for the game yesterday. It saw the Shockers beat Oral Roberts 79-65. Coming off the bench for the Shocker women, Abby Cater. She made 11 of her 12 baskets for career-high 24 points. Nice.
Pretty good shooting.
Yep, back-to-back wins for the Shocker women. In Lawrence last night, the KU men win. 17th-ranked Kansas beating Towson 73-49. Sophomore Flory Bidunga, 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Jayhawks. He made 7 of his 8 shots. KU is now 9-3 on the season. Bill Self's record against unranked teams in Allen Fieldhouse, 273 wins and 9 losses. Added another win last night. And let's see. Oh, we had that news about soccer, World Cup, FIFA. Of course, World Cup's coming to North America next summer, including Arrowhead at Kansas City for some games. FIFA apparently was asking loyal fans of teams to pay $4,200 per ticket.
$4,200?
People in Europe just went berserk when they heard that. So now FIFA is saying, okay, we'll offer some $60 tickets to some of the games for folks out there. Apparently they were doing dynamic pricing, and they were acting as their own resale platform to drive up the price of tickets as well.
That sounds like a good idea.
Fans in Europe, not pleased with how that was going down. Of course, Arrowhead will be hosting some games in June, 6 months from now, in the World Cup. And I'm going to go back one more time for soccer basketball, because we had an interesting happening 70 years ago on this day for Wichita basketball. The Shockers had just opened their new arena, the Roundhouse, the Fieldhouse on campus at 21st and Hillside. And one of the first big names that Wichita got to come visit, Bruins of UCLA.
Ooh-ha.
Here comes John Wooden, head coach of the Bruins, against Ralph Miller, head coach for Wichita, two Hall of Fame coaches. How about that? Good game. Wichita won that game, 76-68. Not a sellout, 7,300 at that game. Bob Hodgson led the Shockers with 25 points. Joe Stevens added 14 points. First meeting ever between Wichita and UCLA in men's basketball. That was 70 years ago on this day at the new Wichita Fieldhouse.
Was that the first roundhouse in the country that you know of? I know they had one down at Lubbock in Texas when I was down there.
Yeah, I know Wichita was among the first. It might not have been the first.
Wow.
But it certainly inspired others after it. You mentioned Texas Tech?
I think Texas Tech.
And see Illinois. The Illinois place looks just like Wichita's. Purdue's place just look.
So we had a lot
of them that were built there in the 50s that were kind of that design. And Wichita was right there on the forefront of a lot of them. All right. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, while everyone is in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas that everyone will love makes Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season.
I'm sorry to hear about your directorial debut failing.
Maybe, don't be sorry. Yeah. It happened. And
maybe you should have
moved on with my life.
Maybe you should have tried West Side Story. Maybe your brother's a little bit dancers, better dancers than that. All right. 8:23 now. Keep it here. Coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at Australian policies and Jews. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning and 27 degrees. The Wichita City Council has approved $4.77 million in changes for Douglas Avenue east of downtown.
The project will convert that section of Douglas between Washington and Grove to a three-lane roadway with on-street bicycle lanes and curb extensions to shorten pedestrian crossing distances. Parking and crosswalks near I-135 at East High School will be upgraded, including dedicated space for buses. The city says similar projects in town, including Douglas west of Rock Road and Lincoln between Woodlawn and Rock, have reduced crashes, calmed traffic, and improved pedestrian safety. Additional improvements will include lighting, landscape beds, bike racks, trash receptacles, and street furniture. A six-month pilot project will begin in spring 2026. Construction will start in 2027 and be completed in 2028. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested 27-year-old Tyne Blunt in connection with the death of her 4-year-old son. The arrest follows a December 8th incident in the 2600 block of South Topeka, where officers responded to a report of an unresponsive child, later identified as Turi Blunt Parata. The child was pronounced dead later at a hospital. 34-year-old Daniel Martin was initially arrested and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail and then charged with felony murder and child abuse, and he remains in custody. House Republicans are drafting their own health care plan after a bill failed to pass the Senate last week. Fox's Chad Peregrim on Capitol Hill with more.
A blow to averting skyrocketing health care premiums. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says wait till next year. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson is entertaining a 2-year tax deduction for those on Obamacare. This cuts insurance companies out of the equation. But members voting on a plan is different from passing a plan. GOP members from swing districts are fuming. If Congress fails to tackle the spiking costs, Democrats doubt they can fix the issue later on. Now, health care costs are why Democrats withheld their votes to fund the government this fall. Schumer is not committing to the same maneuver before the next funding deadline.
And the deadline is January 30th. A fellow judge has testified against a Milwaukee judge on trial on charges that she helped an illegal immigrant evade arrest.
Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Cristela Severa testified Tuesday. She was shocked by Judge Hannah Dugan's behavior. Severa told the jury judges shouldn't help defendants evade arrest. Officers involved in the April arrest of Eduardo Flores Ruiz testified Dugan's behavior made it more dangerous for them to do their jobs. Prosecutors say that after Dugan learned the agents were in the hallway waiting to arrest Flores Ruiz, she led him out of her courtroom through a private door. Dugan is charged with obstruction and concealment. Dugan supporters claim President Trump is looking to make an example of her. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Today's meeting is the last weekly meeting of the year for the Sedgwick County Commission. Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News it's time to tidy up for the end of the year. He says there's a lot of agreements that need to be signed.
Service contracts for, like, for example, the intellectual and developmental disability organizations. I think there's 7 or 8 different contracts that we'll sign there to make sure that the organizations like Starkey and Rainbows and other organizations like that are performing their services.
And Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council votes to move ahead with public vote on a sales tax increase.
Two.
Nick Reiner charged with the murders of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner.
One.
UPS driver dead after truck-train collision in Reno County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Currently in Wichita, those traffic volumes are getting a little bit better out there. Things starting to look a little bit better. We've got a couple of stalled out vehicles in I-235 right now. Both of them northbound. One of them between Zoo and 25th Street North. And the other one pretty close to that North Junction area where the traffic is already running just a little slow due to that traffic road construction. So watch out in that area. Traffic update from 98.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
87 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 56 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. Thursday, sunny and windy. Tomorrow's high, 52 degrees. Now a few clouds. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNS. It's open for business on Wall Street now. The Dow trading up 211 points. The S&P is down 2 points. And the NASDAQ is down by 65 points. Airbus wants to leave Wichita. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. When Boeing completed its acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems last week, its chief commercial jet rival Airbus said it would remove its A220 pylon work from Wichita and ship it back to France. But Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and others in the state are saying not so fast. Business Journal aviation reporter Jenna Farhat reports that Moran, Wichita State's John Tomlin, and the Greater Wichita Partnership are putting on a full-court press, making the case that while Airbus doesn't want Boeing producing its pylons, it doesn't mean the work has to leave Wichita. Moran, NIAR, and the partnership are offering options such as Airbus creating its own site here or a different regional subcontractor taking on the work. The Wichitan's strongest argument? Well, the entire A220 is made and assembled in North America, so why would Airbus want to send its pylon work to Europe? So far, Airbus is not commenting. In the midst Tuesday of the City Council approving the creation of a March 3rd special election to decide a 1% sales tax, the executive director of downtown Wichita revealed for the first time four places where a proposed new performing arts center could go. One of the five areas that a sales tax would fund under the special election ballot language would be part of funding a private public performing arts center that would be made up of $75 million in sales tax revenue and $75 to $100 million in private funding. Downtown Wichita's Heather Schroeder said her organization's master plan, which was due in October but now looks like it'll be becoming public next month, lays out four areas that could be home to a 140,000 square foot facility in the downtown area. Those areas are 2.5 acres of city-owned property at First and Waco, 3 acres of county-owned property at Second and St. Francis in the old Coleman Company parking lot, the Waterwalk area near Waterman and Main, and a privately owned lot at Broadway and Waterman near Intrust Bank Arena. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Now, Kirk, it was 56 years ago on this date in 1969 that Johnny Carson allowed Tiny Tim to marry his first wife, 17-year-old Miss Vicky, on The Tonight Show. Marriage didn't last. They divorced a few years later, and Tim was on his third wife when he died in 1996. Just curious to know if you were a big fan of Tiny Tim. Do you even know who Tiny Tim was?
I would try tiptoe through the tulips, but I would embarrass myself. That's about all I know about Tiny Tim.
Well, Tim, we got it going right now, but he kind of had a high voice there, but and he was quite a character. Just wondered if you might be a fan of his. I think as far as I can tell, you kind of resemble him physically.
And no. I was a tenor in the high school choir.
Well,
so
there you go. Oh, there. You could have been Tiny Tim, be a big recording artist. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted told us earlier about the time that he tried to put on his own Christmas play at his house, and it was a complete disaster. When you were growing up, were you ever in a Christmas play?
Oh, boy. I don't remember Christmas plays. I just remember Christmas concerts in middle school, junior high, high school. But I don't know that I was ever in a Christmas play.
We did a lot of those. I'm with you. I was in your seventh, eighth grade, whatever you were. And you sang the Christmas songs and your parents came and all that and everything was nice. I do, of course, have a very tragic thing that happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here.
wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Happened to me as a fourth grader at Kingman Grade School in Kingman, Kansas. You know, the big auditorium and gymnasium right there on Highway 54 was packed that night when I was in fourth grade for a Christmas pageant, and I had to sing a solo, okay?
Mm.
And my voice range was about like Tiny Tim's. And all I remember is stumbling through this thing. I don't even remember what the song was. All I remember is the abject terror I felt at being on stage in front of these people making a complete fool of myself. And this is probably one of the reasons why I never pursued drama. Ted, I'm glad that you did, because I have stage fright, something fierce.
Anyway, it didn't happen for you.
It just didn't happen. All right, thank you, gentlemen. We'll do this again tomorrow. Glenn Beck coming up. Representative Chip Roy, a candidate for Texas Attorney General, is going to be on. And our top of the hour news, Wichita City Council votes to move ahead with a public vote on a sales tax. If you missed any of today's show, or listen again, you want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.